شو اسمه معاها يلا تغشي الشبس كارا 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 يشازا الميتة قدايشة باخر مبولان طايرة. It was requested that I should speak in English. I generally dislike to speak in English. Yiddish was hallowed, it was Niskadesh by Deire, Deire, Deiris of Aviseinu, Rabiseinu, Hagdeishim. It was the language that Yidden spoke, and it was in Schus of not speaking the language of the land that Yidden were out of Mitzrayim. However, there is a hechrech. There are some who don't understand Yiddish. And because of that, it certainly is appropriate that for their purpose we have to speak in English. And the Gemara darshins, Dir shu Hashem b'yimotzei. Seek the Rabbeinu shel Olam when he finds himself, when he is available. This pasuk of Yeshaya HaNavi is explained by Chazal. When is the Rabbeinu shel Olam available? When does he find himself for you? Eilu asara yamim shebein Rosh Hashanah liyam HaKippurim. The Shechina of the Rabbeinu shel Olam, the Kavod of the Rabbeinu shel Olam, is b'shamayim u'shmei ha'shamayim and higher and higher. But in the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, the Shechina HaGadoisha can descend. It comes down to us, it lowers itself to make itself available for us. And I will ask Mechila from the Divrei Torah, which I am going to mention, I will, with COVID, ask the Divrei Torah to condescend into the Gayesha language, the English language, so that it should be available for us. So as I mentioned, the Gemara darshins, Dir Shu Hashem Bihi Matzai, seek the Rabbeinu Shel Olam when he is available, when he makes himself being found for you. The Bali Musal explained this Chazal that the Shechina is behimatzai in the Asaras Yamim Shemir Rosh Hashanah liyam HaKippurim with a Gemara in Yuma. The Gemara says in Yuma that there was a certain katzav, a butcher, who was disrespectful to Rav. And of course, he asked Rav Mechila. That butcher was such a bal gaiva, he didn't even find it necessary to go and be mefayes Rav, to ask him for Mechila. It was Erev Yom Kippur. Rav expected him to come. Who isn't Mephayas as Chaveira Yan Erev Yom Kippur? But the butcher didn't come. So Rav said, I am going to him. He doesn't come to me. I am going to him. And Rav came down and was standing right in front of the butcher shop. And that butcher just ignored Rav. He didn't care. He went on chopping the meat, and as he chopped, a bone was thrust into his throat, and he passed away. An einish, a punishment, that Rav made himself available to him, and he didn't use the opportunity to ask him a chila. So this is how the Bali Musar explained this Gemara. It's true, it is for our benefit that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam makes himself available for us And in these 10 days, we have the big schus. We have the big siyata dishmaya that the Shechina Agdoisha is with us. It comes down from the Hashemayim Ushmei Hashemayim and comes down into this low earth to make itself available so that we should feel the Kedusha of the Shechina. It should inspire us with Kedusha, with Hehurei Tshuva, and we should do Tshuva, we should ask forgiveness from the Rabbeinu Shleilam. This is the good side of the coin, the benefit. But Oy vey is to the one who, like that butcher, doesn't take this opportunity when the Rabbeinu Shalom is available. He's in front of you. He's standing at your door. You're not asking him a chila. You're not doing tshuva. So this chazal is a very inspiring chazal, but it's a very cautioning chazal. Watch out. If you don't do tshuva now when the Rabbeinu Shalom is around, the Einish Chas V'Shalom will be bigger. Yom Kippur at night, before Kol Nidre, every yid feels a certain pachat. Every yid feels that. It's in the ear. It's in the Gedushas Hayyim. When the sun takes of Kedushas Hayyim, kihu neire ve'ayim, the Kedusha of Yom Kippurim is very, very great. And it's the day that the Kayin Gadol goes into the Kedush HaKedushim. And the Tayr is Nitzchiyas. To a certain degree, every Yid goes into the Kedush HaKedushim on Yom Kippur. Better yet, the Kedush HaKedushim comes down to us. The Rabbeinu Shalom makes himself available to us. We don't have to go to him. He comes to us. So on Yom Kippur night, every Yid gets feelings of remorse, of tshuva. He feels bad for what he was meireit k'neged HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he's overpowered with emotion and a desire to be mefayes as mechila from the Torah. So what do? Does everybody go up to the Aron HaKodesh and ask mechila from the Torah? No. In the spirit of Yom Kippur, we take out the Sefer Torah and we carry the Sefer Torah around the entire Bes Medrash. The Sefer Torah comes to us. We don't have to go to the Sefer Torah. And we have to caress the Sefer Torah, kiss the Sefer Torah, and ask mechila from every ice in the Sefer Torah, from every mitzvah in the Sefer Torah. If Chas V'Shalom, if I was over on anything in the Sefer Torah, I'm asking mechila from the Sefer Torah, and I am expressing my appreciation, my desire, and my band, my dveikus to the Sefer Torah. So Chazal tell us that the day of the Rabbeinu Shalom, as the Pasuk says, is Neira Ma'id, Yayim Hashem Neira Ma'id, Umi Yechilenu. Nobody can fathom, nobody can measure the greatness of the Kedush of Yom Kippur. It's Yom HaKadosh. And we're approaching Yom Kippur. We're getting prepared for tomorrow night and for the day that follows. But this Yom Kippur has something extra special for us, more than any other ordinary Yom Kippur, because it comes together with Shabbos. And the Sfarim HaKadoshim say that this is the Pshat in the Gemara, Ilu Shamru Yisrael Shnei Shabbosais Miyad Negalim. If the Yidin would correctly observe the two Shabbosais, so some Mefarshim, some Darshanim explain, because Shabbos is called Shabbos, Shabbos Shabbosim. There's another day that's Shabbos. Yom Kippurim is also called Shabbos Shabbosim. It's the Shabbos of Ore Shabbosim. It's the Shabbos that Ore Shabbosim of the year spilled into this Shabbos. But when Yom Kippurim and Shabbos come together, the Kayach of Yom Kippurim is much, much stronger. Yom Kippurim is fortified by the Gedusha of Shabbos. And Shabbos is fortified by the Kedusha of Yom Kippurim. The Kedusha of the day is compounded. It's a much, much greater Kedusha. And if Yidin would observe these Shnei Shabbosis, a day that both Shabbosis come together, Shabbos and Yom Kippurim together, if they would only keep such a great Yom Kippur, such a special Yom Kippur, the way it's supposed to be kept, and behave in that Yom Kippur, and utilize that Yom Kippur, the way it's supposed to be utilized, to do tshuva, to make a cheshbon, to start and turn a new page and start on a new track, that mikan ve'eilech cheshbon eladach yusa, from now on I'm going to remain pure. I'm not going to spoil the kedusha of Yom Kippurim. I'm not going to contaminate the purity that Yom Kippurim is offering to me. And I'm going to go out and maintain this kedusha for the entire year. So this Yom Kippurim that it comes out Shabbos is compounded by the kedusha of Shabbos is enough to bring the geula. The Arvei Nachal explains the Kedusha of Shabbos and Yom Kippurim with a mashal. There was a melech, and that melech had a servant who was very devoted to the melech. And when everybody, all the subjects of the king, abandoned the king, and they didn't care to him, they didn't pay homage to him. But this particular Eved, this servant, was devoted and faithful to the Melech. And therefore, the Melech took him into his palace, and he appointed him that he is the Reish of all the Sarim, and everything goes through him. And as time went on, this Eved forgot the great schus that he has of being such a Eved to the Melech so near, who was Heviani Melech Adarav, that the Melech brought him into his palace, and he started disobeying the Melech. The Melech was disappointed. He still loved the servant, but he wanted him to have a lesson. So he expelled him from the palace. And as he was expelled, he continued even more to disobey the Melech. So, therefore, he usually had two friends, the two children of the Melech, and they were very friendly to the servant. And whenever they judged. This servant, why he was disobedient. So these two friends, the children of the Melech, took his part and they argued for him in his favor. And the time came that this servant was silly enough to get into a quarrel with these two friends of his, the children of the Melech. And therefore, they refused to take his part again in the day of his judgment. So this servant was very dejected. What should he do? I give out. Who's going to take my part now? Who's going to argue for me? So there was a chacham there and says, what are you wasting time? What are you klutzing? Fall to the feet of the two children of the king and ask them mechila. They love you. They're going to be nespayes to you. And they'll argue for you before the judge. And that's what he did. So the Avi Nachal explains that this melech, of course, is a melech malchi amalachi. And the servant is a Jewish nation that Hashem Sinai above Zarech Misei Olamai Hafiyah Mehaparan. When all the Goyim disrespected and disobeyed the Melech Malchi Amalachim, the Jewish nation, Klal Yisrael, remained obedient and bound to him. So Haviyani Amalach Adara, we brought them into Eretz Yisrael, into the Beis HaMikdash. And then they started doing Aveiras. They were expelled from the Beis HaMikdash. And whenever they were disobedient, they had two children of the king. The daughter of the king, that's the Shabbos HaMalka, the Bas Melech. And the son of the king, that's the Torah HaGadosha. They always took his part. But then Klal Yisrael started being disobedient to the Torah. And also they didn't keep Shabbos correctly. So therefore, the Torah and Shabbos didn't want to argue anymore for Klal Yisrael and to bring Zechusim for him in the Yom Adin. So what's the Eitzah? Now that Shabbos is here and Shabbos alone is our judge, what's the Eitzah? Fall to the feet of the Shabbos. Weep, cry, beseech, ask Mechila. You're going to keep Shabbos the way it's supposed to be kept. And ask Mechila from the Torah. And these two Sanhedrin are going to argue for you, for the judge, for by the Yom HaDin, and you are going to go out of Schus. That is what the Avi Nachal says. Now, and this is really what I, in the few moments that are left to talk to you, I want to bring across a certain message. If I'll be zeiche, it'll be heard and accepted. We have to be mechabed the Shabbos. Zochayr es yayim haShabbos mekadshay. We have to be mekadesh the Shabbos. Of course, we're not allowed to do any of the lamitas melachis, or the Toldos, or the Drabanans of Shabbos. We're not allowed to do any melacha, medraisa or medrabanan on Shabbos. But that's not enough. We have to be mekadesh the Shabbos. Shabbos is the bas melech. Shabbos is the princess which walks among us. Shabbos Hamalka. We have to be mechabed her accordingly with kavod. We have to give kavod to the Shabbos. Now, I'll ask you, Bachri. You all Baalei Das, some more, some still more. Everybody hears about Das, you're learning Torah. Shabbos comes. You went in the morning to Davin, you wake your Shabbos to Kesuda, and then there's all afternoon left. So, do you think that Shabbos has Hana'ah? Is it a kavod for the Shabbos? If somebody, some Beispiel, would take a Jewish press and start reading the Kavod Shabbos, that's covered for the Shabbos. Shabbos is kulei kedusha. Shabbos, as we say, yom menucha u'kedusha le'yamcha nesata. It isn't a day of rest, like the havdu by the goyim, their day of rest. when the only thing that they indulge in on the day of rest is Gufnius Dika Hanois. Shabbos is the Yom of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. It's Yom Menucha U'Kedusha. Vayivarach Elokim es Yom HaShviyi, and more than that, Vayikadosh Eisai. And it's a mitzvah that we should proclaim this Kedusha with Kiddush Alakais. Baruch Atah Hashem Mikadosh HaShabbos. Shabbos is a Yom of Kedusha. Shabbos should be spent with Torah, with Shireis V'Sish Bachais, with tefillos, with dvarim shel kedusha. That's what Shabbos is meant for. Not to do your reading, not to do your gayisha homework, not to be Isaac in an yanim of hanos aguf, and forgetting that it is yom ki yom ze gadol v'kadosh hu lefenecha lishbas by v'lenuah by how kemitzvas ritzaynecha, like it's the ritzayn of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, that that's how Shabbos should be kept. You should understand what the Rabbeinu Shel Olam means with giving you the Shabbos. He wants you to absorb on that day kedusha, which should last you for the whole week. Not that you should spend the Shabbos with all kinds of pleasures, gufnizdike pleasures, that have no shaykhis with Kedusha, that have no shaykhis with your relation with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam and his Torah. Shabbos is a day of Kedusha. Hamanuchu menucha le'ama Yisrael b'kedushasai b'yom Shabbos Kedush. And you have to remember Zacharas Yom HaShabbos. How do you remember Shabbos? L'kadoshai. By making it a day of Kedusha, not with reading books on it, not with reading newspapers on it, a day of Kulei Kedusha, not even talking Dvarim B'Teilim on Shabbos. Avadi, we're never supposed to speak Dvarim B'Teilim, B'Dibarta Bam V'Lei B'Dvarim B'Teilim, but especially so on Shabbos. The Medrash tells us Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai had a mother that enjoyed talking a lot. And she was talking a lot on Shabbos. So Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai said, "Mommy, today is Shabbos." These words were uttered with so much Kedusha that she was overcome by the Kedusha of Shabbos. And she never again talked an extra word on Shabbos. Because the Rabbeinu Shel Olam created the world in 6 days, Vayonach b'yom ha-shviyi, and he rested on the seventh day. How did the Rabbeinu Shel Olam create the world? With Dibur. So on Shabbos, the menucha should be even amira, the type of menucha that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam rested from talking, from the vayomers, which were those creative vayomers, which are the asarim amois of Mainz Hebraishis. So if somebody wants to fit into the pattern of Shabbos, he should do likewise. Shabbos should only be Divrei Kedusha, Divrei Torah, Shireis V'Sishbachais, Brachais V'Hidois, and like we see, that there is much more Mizmairim added to the Tefillah of Shabbos than we do in the weekdays, because Shabbos is a day of Mizmashir L'Yayim HaShabbos, Tov L'Hoides L'Hashem. It's a day that Shabbos sings the Zemel of covered to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, all the Malachim sing to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, Yekar Gedula, Shavach Yekar Gedula, Yitnu Lekel, Yaitza Kail, Hamanchu Gedusha Lam Yisrael, Hamanchu Menucha Lam Yisrael, Begdusha Say. So we should join the chorus of the Malachim and sing along with them Shiris Vizish Bachais and Beshira Shel Taira. So with this, I will conclude. Shabbos, this Yom HaKippurim, is a compounded Yom HaKippurim. It's multiplied by the Kedusha of Shabbos. Yom HaKippurim, the Gemara tells us in Yom HaKippurim, a Mishnah, is Mechapeo and all the Laden. If somebody is either on the Lav that there's a Chiv Malkus on it, Yom HaKippurim is Mechapeo. But on things, on a virus which chayiv kareis or misa, Yom HaKippurim is toile. You do tshuva and it's toile, but chas v'shalom, a person still have to suffer yesurim to eradicate the avera, the roisham, the mark, the smear, that's left by the Aveira, even Yom Kippurim leaves over a mark. But when it's coupled with Shabbos, the Turei Zahav in the beginning of Hilchas Shabbos explains that even such Aveiris that Yom Kippur alone can't be Mechapel, but with the Kedusha of Shabbos, it is Mechapel. So this Yom Kippurim is a special, special Yom Kippurim. Because the Gemara Tashin's Shayma Shabbos Mechalalai. Al Tikha Mechalalai Ala Machulalai. Even if somebody is Eivet Avodah Zarah, but Shabbos together with Yom Kippurim is Mechapel. So the Turei Zahav says in the Akdamah to Hilchas Shabbos that that's the Kayach of the Shabbos. So this Yom Kippurim, we are fortunate of having such a Shabbos. Shnei Shabbos, a double Shabbos. Yom Kippurim with Shabbos together. And therefore, a serious bachur, a bachur who really intends to utilize Yom Kippurim, to do tshuva on Yom Kippurim, and enjoy the cleansing powers of Yom Kippurim, to go out of Yom Kippurim clear, pure, naki b'li chait, without any chait, prepare for this coming Yom Kippurim. It's a special, special Yom Kippurim. A Yom Kippurim that eradicates a virus that an ordinary Yom Kippurim can't. A Shabbos the Yom Kippurim. And nothing happens without Hashgacha Pratis Min HaShemayim. Rabbeisai, everybody knows, there are big things happening in the world today. I'll just mention one Chazal, it's a Medrash in Parshas Lech Lecha, and it's also Gemara and Megillah, that Melchama is a scout of the Geula, the Gemara says in Megillah. The Medrash says, Kishatira Malchiyos Mizgarais Zuim Zu, Tzapei L'Raglei Mashiach. When you see that the nations are preparing, are irritated, and they're preparing to wage war one with another, it's a very appropriate time to hope for Mashiach. This is what's happening in the world today. The Malchiyos HaMizgarei Zu B'Zu. We all are mispalo to the Rabbeinu Shleim that no harm should be Chas V'Shalom befall any Yid in the world. We shall be feared that we shall be lefleita b'har tziyon tiyeh pleita, and we're mispalo in the Yemen Tevin and the Alevi Yavei that the Rabbeinu Shalom should remember as Zichen Mashiach Tzidkecha, the Zichen Ka'amcha Beis Yisrael of Nechel of later. We shall be spared. We shall escape all injuries and all troubles. But the world is now a powder keg. One spark could ignite the entire world. When you see such a condition, Sapei L'Raglei Mashiach, expect Mashiach. And who knows? Maybe the Rabbeinu Shlodim this year gave us such a Yom Kippurim, which is coupled with the Kedusha of Shabbos, that we should be have such a wonderful, powerful Yom Kippurim, enough to eradicate all the Aveiros, that we should be Zeichet to be as a Mashiach. And that is something that we have to be mispaled for on Yom Kippurim. And the audio service in my tshuva to ask of a chayim ten kavod Hashem liyamecha tehila l'rayecha v'arich hasneo levan yishay mishichecha, and the similar chat Hashem levadecha, let all the nations and all the peoples in the world realize that there's one Rabbeinu shel olam, v'yeda kol pol ki ata piyalta v'yavin kol yitzur ki ata yitzartai v'yayim akal Hashem neshama b'yapai.
We're hoping that this year will be the year when everybody will realize V'yayimakar Hashem Neshama B'yapay Hashem Elokei Yisrael Melech Malchusei B'kol Mishalem. So Hashem Yisborah should help you and all of Klal Yisrael. We shall all be written down and be B'ksiva U'B'chasima B'seifa Chayim B'racha B'shalayim U'Fanasa Toiva U'Gzeiris Toivais Yishuais V'Nachamais. And we should have a Shnaz Geula V'Yeshua, and we shall all see the glory, the covet of Mashiach Tzidkeinu, V'sachzena Einenu V'shuv Kol Tzion Barachanu.